country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Justice Department has subpoenaed the New York Attorney General Letitia James over her office's civil probes into President Trump's business dealings and the NRA, says ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York.
The two cases were successful. Now federal prosecutors, we're told, are subpoenaing for information to see whether James, in the course of those cases, violated the civil rights of either the president or the NRA.
James' spokesman called this a weaponization of the justice system. A three-judge appeals panel blocked a lower court's effort to bring contempt proceedings against the Trump administration over how it handled the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members. Today's the deadline imposed by the president for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face stiffer sanctions, but the Kremlin's indicated that President Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days. And Florida, the latest Republican-controlled state where its House Speaker says it will consider redistricting. This is ABC News. A new Instagram feature is causing some confusion and concern among users, says ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
The Instagram friend map lets users share their live location with a select group of friends, rolled out this week, but it did have some users worrying about privacy and security. The head of Instagram is clarifying that you do have to opt into this feature. It will not automatically share your location. Your location will only be shared if you choose to share it, and that if you do, it will only be shared with a group that you choose.
There are new details about Erin Patterson, the Australian woman found guilty last month of murdering three members of her husband's family by poisoning them with toxic mushrooms served in beef Wellington. In newly released police interviews, Patterson allegedly tried to repeatedly poison her husband with spaghetti bolognese, curry, and cookies. She was convicted last month. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Damn! Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea just got harder with Twisted Tea Extreme. The hard iced tea taste you know and love, but with an 8% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea Extreme is made with real fruit tea, goes down smooth, and brings your daytime drinking to the next level. Just look for the bright yellow cans in the cooler and get ready to dial up the fun. Big flavor, extreme kick. Twisted Tea Extreme. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Two Milwaukee police officers were hospitalized following a pursuit and a fatal crash. We get more from Ted Allen.
A driver sped off when officers spotted a car connected to a felony driving recklessly Wednesday night. The pursuit ended just over a mile away when the car crashed into a tree and caught fire. Milwaukee Police Association President Alex Ayala tells Fox 6 Milwaukee the officers tried to help the 17-year-old driver.
The officers are still professional. They still put themselves in harm's way to try to save, you know, the person they're chasing.
The driver died at the scene. One officer is hospitalized with second and third degree burns, while a second suffered from smoke inhalation.
Dane County officials are having to rerun their usual outdoor warning siren test today. That's after a failure on its usual Wednesday at noon test earlier this week. The county has to handle 144 outdoor warning sirens. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Ehlin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Wenikins. News This Hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital. And Ansay & Associates, your auto owner's agents, downtown Durand. A Menominee man was not injured in a plane crash in Nebraska yesterday. According to Madison County authorities in Nebraska, Isaac Wicks of Menominee had left the Norfolk, Nebraska Regional Airport and was at about 5,000 feet when his aircraft experienced engine trouble. Wicks attempted to return to the airport but was unable to make it back and had to land the plane in a soybean field just east of Norfolk. The FAA is investigating the cause of that engine failure. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department and the city of Elma are asking the public to please use the posted detour through the city of Elma when traveling on Highway 35 or Highway E. Both roads are currently closed at this time and detours are in place. Now, commercial trucks and those pulling campers or any form of trailers are advised to use the detour for truck traffic, as the semis and those with trailers will not be able to navigate the street options in Elma. Motorists with passenger cars and passenger trucks with no trailers can use the detour inside the city and visit the local businesses. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has issued a public health alert for a Western Wisconsin meat locker. The department issued the alert for cured and smoked teriyaki beef that was produced by Holman Locker and Meat Market in Holman. The alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing undeclared allergens. The product contains soy and wheat, known food allergens, which were not declared on the product's label. The product was sold at Holman Locker and Meat Market on or before August 1st. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming the product. Anyone with signs or symptoms of a foodborne illness or allergic reaction should contact their doctor. Consumers who do have this product can discard it. Five veterans are now in the Purple Heart Hall of Honor following Wednesday's ceremony in Wisconsin. The Madison VA honored veterans for their sacrifice and service to the United States during wartime. The Purple Heart is awarded to military personnel who are wounded or killed while serving in action. Purple Heart Day is always August 7th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Lake City Police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing teen. According to the Lake City Police Department, 17-year-old Cameron Collier was last seen by his family Tuesday night at his home on South 6th Street. He was wearing a black hoodie with a Hello Kitty design on it, black pants and white high-top shoes with red drawings on them. He also had a tattoo of a bleeding heart on one of his ankles. Collier has medical conditions and requires daily medication. He does not own a vehicle or have a driver's license. If anyone has any information on Collier's whereabouts, they're to contact Lake City Police. Construction on Highway 93 in Eau Claire County is set to finish ahead of schedule. The highway, which has been closed since mid-May, will reopen Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced the reopening and noted that there'll still be some lane closures for some final paving, but travelers will be able to pass through without using the current Highway 93 detour to Mondovi. Work has been done from Cedar Road to the Trempealeau County line. A Black River Falls teen has been identified as the person who died following a car crash in Jackson County this week. That accident happened just before 6:30 Wednesday morning in Franklin. Authorities say that 19-year-old Aurora Olson suffered fatal injuries when he lost control of the vehicle on a curve and rolled over on County Road C. No one else was hurt in that incident. Members of Wisconsin's Task Force 1 are back home after helping with flood-related search efforts in Texas. 21 members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force spent 2 weeks in Central Texas assisting recovery efforts following the catastrophic flooding. Two teams left in early July to search for missing people, with the first team consisting of 5 people and 3 canines. More help was needed, so Wisconsin sent another 16 personnel. Task Force canines are trained to bark if human remains are found. Task Force members also helped with water searches in areas along the Guadalupe River, including the Canyon Lake area. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
University of Minnesota service workers are taking steps to stage a walkout. Teamsters Local 320 has filed an intent to strike with the university. The employees affected include those who clean buildings, maintain the grounds, service dorms, and prepare food. The union is seeking a pay increase for workers since their contract expired in June. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Skin looking and feeling tight, irritated, dry, or just meh? Maybe your skincare routine is missing a crucial step. Meet the Calming Mist Toner from Pharmaceris. With hyaluronic acid to deeply hydrate and prebiotics to support your skin's barrier. Just a few soothing sprays after washing your face balances your skin's pH and helps the skincare products you use after work better. Dermatologist developed and known worldwide for premium quality, gentle, effective skincare. Pharmaceris is finally available in the U.S. on Amazon. Real users rave about the Pharmacerist Mist Toner. It actually helped reduce redness. It's so gentle and never leaves my skin feeling dry or tight. The calming properties are amazing. I can feel it. Try the Pharmacerist Calming Mist Toner today and see why it's the skincare step you've been missing. Pharmacerist Calming Mist Toner is available on Amazon for only $14.99. Use promo code SKINMIST to save 20%. That's Pharmacerist, Pharmaceris, and use code SKINMIST to save 20%.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With
with temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
It's not the same, but maybe a little bit of revenge. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Last October, the New York Mets came into Milwaukee and in the most heart-wrenching manner snatched defeat from the Brewers in Game 3 of the wild card round in what turned out to be Bob Uecker's final heartbreaking game behind the mic. This season, the Brewers defying all odds. They've got the best record in baseball and the best record against 500 or better teams in the game as well. And while nothing can erase those terrible memories of last October, a modicum of revenge can be doled out this weekend as New York comes back to American Family Field. Tonight's pitching matchup, Brandon Woodruff against New York's Kodai Senga, gets underway at 7:10. Milwaukee's lead in the Central, still four games. The second-place Cubs open up a weekender at St. Louis tonight. It's the preseason opener for the Packers tomorrow at home against the New York Jets. While the ones have been told to expect to play, it's also a safe assumption that we'll see a heavy dose of backup quarterback Malik Willis and the twos. Kickoff tomorrow night is set for 7 o'clock at Lambeau. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor gets to know you and your goals to build a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Backed by a team of specialists, they'll analyze all your accounts, even the ones they don't manage, to keep an eye on taxes and provide proactive portfolio insights that can help you unlock your wealth's full potential. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Broker Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
The trucks open up a busy weekend in upstate New York. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hi, folks. Kyle Petty here. I want to tell you about a place that's dear to my heart, Dictee Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by making a donation today. Any amount will help kids attend camp for free. Help make a difference by visiting victoryjunction.org/donate.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series races today at Watkins Glen International in upstate New York. It's the first trip to the 2.45-mile road course for the series since 2021 and falls at a pivotal point in the schedule with just two races left before their playoffs begin. Currently, defending champion Ty Majeski is on the bubble with a 61-point cushion over Jake Garcia, while former champion Ben Rhodes is 12th in points, 77 out. Live coverage of the race is set for 4:30 Eastern Time on the NASCAR Racing Network. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Viruses aren't susceptible to many ear problems, but they can crop up. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep an eye out for signs of ticks, mites, and other vermin that can bug your horse's ears as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Uses its ears to express itself. Their position can tell you a lot about the horse's mood. But if he shakes his head, won't let you put the bridle on, and doesn't like his ears messed with, something might be irritating the insides of those ears. Kathy Anderson is an extension horse specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says if the horse will let you, gently look into the ear to see what's bugging him.
If they've gotten ticks, you might be able to see them. There's various different kinds of ticks or mites or gnats and stuff that can start to irritate them. So you'll notice maybe some scabbiness up there in their ears, some matting, and some of those types of things are probably the most common things that you'll first see.
For the most part, a horse's ears are self-cleaning. But Anderson says if you need to get rid of the insects and gunk inside, wipe them out with a cloth sprayed with fly spray. If it's a bad infection or the horse won't let you touch its ears, you should probably call your vet.
They can come out and they can kind of mildly sedate the horse and do a little bit better job of cleaning things up inside that ear. Sometimes also they'll go ahead and deworm them because with whatever might be irritating or going on, the basic dewormer can help clean up some of the mites and clean up some of the things that might be in there causing the irritation of that horse's ears.
Horses that have a severe reaction to insect bites might also need an oral anti-inflammatory treatment. Anderson says the fuzzy hair inside the horse's ear is a natural defense to keep bugs from going internal and should be left alone. Some people clip out the hair if they're going to show the horse, and in that case, she recommends preventing problems by wiping out the ears with fly spray on a cloth. Learn more about caring for your equine's ears at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Rural fire departments across the country are struggling with staffing and costs. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Fire departments in many parts of rural America are feeling some stress. Wisconsin is one state that faces some serious challenges to the ability to respond to emergencies. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health released a report recently showing some of the biggest challenges that rural fire departments in the state are facing.
What we found was that just under half of the departments lack the personnel to make a fire response that involves four people and an engine. So the way that's being dealt with is that most of the departments are using mutual aid to fill that gap. And as there's less and less volunteers available, and about 80% of our fire departments in Wisconsin are staffed by volunteers or near volunteers or are paid a small amount to be part of the department, it's put a pretty significant strain on the emergency response infrastructure.
James Small, the EMS Outreach Program Manager for the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, says 62% of departments are worried about enough firefighters and the cost of the equipment.
It used to be you could buy a new fire engine for $400,000, maybe up to $500,000, let's say like 10 years ago. That same vehicle today is pushing $1 million or more. And then on top of that, getting the people in place to staff those apparatus is yet another challenge. Because I think what we've seen with our communities is that a lot of people work outside the communities that they live in, where a few decades ago, there was manufacturers and things like that all over the place that were in the communities and allowed people to leave and go to fires and stuff like that. But when that person's working half an hour or an hour outside the community, that's not realistic anymore.
According to the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, as many as 85% of rural fire departments in Wisconsin operate entirely with volunteers. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says the latest farmland values and cash rent numbers indicate a cooling in year-over-year growth.
Cash rents showing flat value changes year-over-year, but we're seeing the farmers' assessed value of their agricultural real estate increasing by 4.3%.
When breaking down land values by cropland and pastures,
if we separate it out into cropland, still producers assess that cropland increased 4.7% in 2025 to $5,830 an acre. So assessing that cropland is increasing at a greater rate than overall ag land, and pasture land showing an even larger increase at 4.9%, hitting $1,920.
Meyer noted farm real estate values by state reflected year-over-year increases in each of the lower 48 states. It was led by an 8.4% farmland value increase in North Carolina. India may be looking at a 1% drop in that country's gross domestic product after U.S. President Trump added to potential tariffs on goods from India. Analysts say the new costs were imposed on India because it purchased Russian oil. The Economic Times says the tariffs announced on Thursday would take effect in 21 days. The move happened hours ahead of a separate 25% tariff that was also set to take effect, which means many Indian exports may soon face 50% duties. Bloomberg says the hike may cut down India's outbound shipments of goods to the U.S. by 60%, potentially cutting 1% from the GDP. New Delhi reacted strongly to the U.S. announcement, calling the move, quote, unjustified, unquote. The Indian government says the country has been unfairly targeted because other nations are buying oil from Russia, and they're not getting targeted by the White House. The Withrick Family Grassland Dairy Center of Excellence at the University of Wisconsin River Falls will now be able to produce even more dairy foods thanks to the donation of a milk hauling truck by a regional automotive dealer, Sternhaus Chevrolet of Prescott. The Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD will haul a milk tank filled to its 8,600-pound capacity from Man Valley Farm to the dairy pilot plant on campus that will triple the plant's dairy production capacity. The ability to expand production is important as the dairy pilot plant seeks to increase wholesale distribution of cheese and ice cream. Those products, marketed under the Falcon Creamery name, are now being sold in more and more regional locations. While the original Make America Healthy Again Commission report said glyphosate and other pesticides may have impacted children's health, the upcoming report will be different. The next MAHA Commission report will respect the regulatory framework that found glyphosate to be a safe product to use. Those words came from a high-ranking Environmental Protection Agency official at the American Sugar Alliance's International Sweetener Symposium. Nancy Beck, a deputy administrator for the EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Protection, said it's important to remember that EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins are members of the commission. Beck, a political appointee who has a lot of experience in government and the private sector, told members of the ASA that she couldn't share the contents of the report, which is expected to be released soon. Quote, we do know that pesticides are vital tools, unquote, said Beck. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and North Dakota Senator John Hoeven reintroduced the Promoting Rural Exports Act, legislation formally establishing a National Rural Export Center. It would also authorize the creation of up to 9 regional rural export centers. The bill aims to help businesses in rural areas increase their exports by improving access to international markets. Businesses in rural areas shouldn't be denied opportunities just because of their location, said Klobuchar. Our legislation will help ensure rural businesses have the resources they need to reach new markets, boost exports, and continue to innovate and grow. The act would direct the Assistant Secretary of Commerce to formally establish the Rural Export Center in the Commerce Department to serve as the lead coordinating hub for rural export assistance nationwide. It would also require the Rural Export Center to be located at an existing Commerce Department office outside of a major metropolitan area. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Warmer temperatures are expected today in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have some chances of showers and storms as the front moves through tonight and into tomorrow. Looks like we'll also have some slight chances of showers and storms into next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 88 to 93, relative humidities at 57 to 62%, southeast winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, a 60% chance of showers and storms, lows 71 to 76, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, south winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation possible. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs 81 to 86. Relative humidities at 70 to 75%. Southwest winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. Anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Monday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The only thing I see ahead is just the heat arising off the road. The rainbows I've been chasing keep on fading before I find my pot of gold. And more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'll ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. With my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles I laid ahead. It's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. Footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home.
And a quarter.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy was time. Mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on the fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit. Holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. And she's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys.
wouldn't change a thing. You said it all when you said goodbye. You took off your wedding ring. I've been trying to get over you. I've been spending time alone. I've been trying to get over you. It'll take dying, get it.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not good enough. Just gives me unconditional love. He loves me tender. He loves me mad. He loves me silly and he loves me sad. He thinks I'm pretty. He thinks I'm smart.
without a fight. Cause when she hangs up on you, guess who's on the other line? It's never hard to find. Mr. Lonely, Mr. Good Time, Mr. One you're gonna want on a Saturday night. When you're lonely, lying in the dark, and I'm the number that you know by a broken heart. Oh, I ain't Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right Now. The one all the girls are talking about. The one and only, Mr. Lonely. The one and only, Mr. Lonely.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
News, I'm Brian Clark. A spokesman for New York Attorney General Letitia James.